So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and just move into that sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. The science says that 3 long, slow breaths reminds your body that you're safe and gives your body permission to relax and let go. And what a gift that is. A gift to our peace of mind, a gift to our emotional well-being, a gift to our body, to just relax into that space of peace, right here, right now. And I was thinking this morning about finding ways to deal with contrast, finding ways to stay peaceful and at ease, even in sharp contrast. And so I looked at recent Abraham quotes, and I found one from 11/5/25, a couple of months ago, and we called it adjusting the camera. And the question was about a woman who was spending time with her mother, who was getting ready to make her transition. And Abraham responded, "There is something for you that you can do. And that is to realize the question you're assigning to your mother, should I stay or should I go, is not different from the question, should I focus here or should I focus there? Should I notice what is or should I divert my attention to something I prefer?" In other words, all of you are faced with those decisions all day, every day. And we would like to remind you that there's not one right answer. Should I stay or should I go? Should I focus on the current situation or should I focus on something that makes me feel better? There's a more important conversation that we want to have with you right now. And that is that life requires both ends of the stick. And that's that back and forth. That's the roller coaster. There's a tremendous amount of relief that comes when you accept the roller coaster, when you accept the contrast, when you accept that unwanted and wanted are both part of the equation, and that you as an individual just do your best to lean in the direction of what is dominant, of who you really are, that your point of attraction will come to you. It's not a matter of staying or going. It's always a matter of staying, whether you reemerge into non-physical or whether you remain in your physical body, you're still staying. It's how are you managing your point of attraction? So the staying is, am I staying in alignment? Or am I staying in calibration or harmony? Am I staying in agreement with the way my inner being is focused with me in this now? That's the staying or the going. And you can't make that decision for your mother or anyone but yourself. And so for you, the way to make it better for you and therefore better for anyone who's interacting with you is by acknowledging you're doing your best to stay in agreement with your inner being. And your inner being is saying to you, this too shall pass. Your mother's not going to remain in her physical body for long. And no one remains in complete alignment with their inner being at all times. Everyone's point of attraction really is about the emphasis on the feeling better end of the stick or the feeling worse end of the stick. It's never about, am I in the right place or the wrong place? The only question is, how in harmony am I? And the answer to that question is, how do I feel? And it's not about the superficial things that you think it's about. It's about your response to life. It's about the eyes through which you look. The eyes through which we look. Are we looking at the eyes that are focused on the TV? Or the beautiful sunshine in the sky today? Are we focused on something distressing? Or are we focused on the peace that underlies all of the activity? And I say that over and over again to myself and to everyone else, that at the center there is always peace and love and light. And one of my primary reasons for saying that is an experience I had in meditation in 1996. That's a long time ago. Almost 30 years ago now. And I saw this vision as a result of the question that was asked in meditation. It was set up as a sculptor has made a statue of you. And you're going to go into this room and look at the statue and learn something about yourself by what the sculptor, the great sculptor, saw within you. And I had done that meditation a number of times, and I was grateful for it, and that it was part of a workshop that I taught again and again. And I always asked someone else to read the instructions, because I had many experiences of visions as a result of that question. And on that particular day, I entered the room where the sculpture was, and it was a huge granite monolith with many lines of hieroglyphics on every facet around the statue. The energy coming off it was horrendous. It was like being in a noisy, unruly crowd, and I was frightened and I wanted to run, but I trusted the meditation process and I continued. The next instruction was to become the statue. In that moment, I turned and I fell into a deep well of peace, infinite peace. The feeling of utter chaos was replaced by the deepest feeling of calm I had ever experienced. Resting in the center, I felt surrounded by love and silence. In fact, I felt I was peace and love and calm. It was like being in the eye of a hurricane. I experienced a serene, completely tranquil moment in eternity. I began to understand the statue. I was experiencing the I am at the center of my being. Each line on every facet was a life, and one of those lives was Connie Chandler. All of them were occurring simultaneously. No wonder the feeling of all of them occurring together was totally overwhelming. My life as Connie Chandler is just one of those lines on one of the many facets of my being. My true life is the eternal center of calm. My true being is the endless love, infinite peace and glorious understanding, existing always and beyond always at the center of it all. I am spirit incarnate in this life, and I am all spirit at my core, incarnate in every life. Each life is my life, and each being is my being. The ultimate I am that I am is as much the life of every other being as it is Connie. All energy was present, yet simultaneously all peace. The many were contained in the one, and yet each individual. And paradox, it's resolved in the wholeness of that image for me that day, 30 years ago. So for 30 years, I had an integral lived experience of the oneness at the center of my being. I experienced the perspective of my inner being that day. That beautiful, tranquil space. It's been called resting in silent, smiling repose. I felt that silence. I felt as though I was that peace. And so I know that peace is the truth of my life. I know that. I believe it. But at a deep level, based on that experience 30 years ago, that I've referred to constantly since then, I am doing my best to live that experience on the planet, to know the oneness. And so when Abraham says, see through the eyes of Source, look with the gaze of your inner being, I know that my inner being is love. I know that my inner being is peace. I know that my inner being is that graceful, beautiful, loving inner being of every single one there is, everywhere and always. And so Abraham asks us to accept the contrast, to trust the value of this roller coaster of a life, of knowing there will be times of great contrast, but that even in the middle of the contrast, there is a broader perspective, a powerful love, a clear and glorious vision of peace. And my task is to remember, to know, to raise my vibration to that place of love and joy and appreciation. And sometimes I have to go through the lower half of the emotional scale, from fear to anger to worry and blame to overwhelmment, before I get to that place of letting go, taking that slow, deep breath into my heart space and being willing to once again practice that incredible experience of deep peace. To know the peace that underlies the chaos that I saw so clearly that day, that I felt so completely that day, is ever present in every experience, in all of life. For every single one of those lines on those facets, the beauty of life is the essence of life. And as we choose our focus, as Abraham so profoundly advised, to make the choice of where to focus, should I focus on the current situation, or should I focus on something that makes me feel better? To remember, as Abraham said, that life requires both ends of the stick. That's the roller coaster. Both ends of the stick. And Abraham said, there's a tremendous amount of relief that comes when you accept the roller coaster, when you accept the contrast, when you accept that unwanted and wanted are both parts of the equation, and that I can just do my best to lean in the direction of who I really am. It's of finding my inner being and seeing through the eyes of Source, and continually reaching for hope and optimism and eagerness and happiness and enthusiasm and passion, and finding that joy of living that is ever available to us as we focus our attention on what is really true, on what isn't just passing. This too shall pass. What's really true is the love. What's really true is the peace and the light and the grace. And we can give our hearts that opportunity to rest in the love, to rest in the light, as we just remind ourselves over and over again, some days 100 times, to relax and breathe, to look for the peace, to find someone or something to love, to be the vibration we want to experience on this planet. That's our work, to love ourselves and our lives as best we can on any particular day, and to be kind to ourselves in the contrast. And so that's what I came to talk about today, to find the peace, to remind myself of the love that is ever present, and to share that reminder with each of you. And so I invite you to just wriggle a little bit and stretch and give thanks for this opportunity to remember the truth of who we are in powerful and wonderful ways. And so it is.
Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic. And, you know, I just came out of Science of Mind, and we were talking about the principles of Science of Mind, and it was just about the truth and love, unconditional love. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, just keep going.
Yeah. Thanks, Patty. I'm glad that it resonated with you.
Yeah, it really has. Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
Peace and love are my blessings, my wishes for every day.
Yeah.
And my closing on anything that I send to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make peace with the contrast for the past 4 months.
Right.
Because it's been staring me in the face every minute I'm home.
For sure. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.